Inspired by a Japanese forestry concept developed in the 1970s, the microforest is designed to maximize support for birds, insects, and other pollinators, even in a dense urbanized community. Rochester City Council member Marilyn Trent is spearheading the city's own version with the help of volunteers, arborists, and city officials. She spoke with WDET's Amanda LeClaire at the opening celebration of the city's microforest.
About a year ago, I was on Facebook. And it's helpful sometimes. And I ran across a post about a mini forest, and it connected me and linked to Green Communities of Canada. And they had a course that was about an hour long, and it was so well done and explained all the steps, and it had, I don't know, about 13, 14 multiple handouts. So I said, I'm on board. We need one in Rochester.
So about a year later, now here it is. This has been a really community-supported project. Also, you were very supported in the other council people and the city itself.
Yes, I have been very fortunate. I founded Rochester Pollinators in 2019 to save the monarch butterfly when I learned it was in decline by up to 90%. I wasn't a council member at the time, but I was on the DDA, Downtown Development Authority Board, and I asked them to, if we could get our landscapist to plant milkweed and instead of the non-native plants that were on Main Street and in the other places he planted. Why this makes sense is because right away I got support from the city manager, the Downtown Development Authority, and the city council, and we planted our first pollinator garden in 2020.
That's amazing. So 5 years later here, Rochester is with its first microforest, which, as I heard someone say, is 14 in the country that you guys know of microforests.
Lately, I've been hearing more and more being planted. That makes me feel good. And I do know that the one in Ann Arbor, which is the one we looked at their documentation, and they were very helpful that they posted. They have a website, and then they posted their documentation online of how the things they learned and how they planted it and the work plan that they used, and that was very helpful for us. So I also learned that Warren is going to plant one in the fall of 13,000 square feet, because ours is 1,000 square feet.
Which is the original idea for it from Japan. It's 1,000 square feet, you can fit hundreds of trees into there.
Absolutely. So it is a dense planting. And that's the secret of planting these native plants and shrubs and understory trees, replicating a forest so that it's competing above ground, and below ground it's communicating with each other through a mycorrhizal fungi, so that it helps it grow faster as well. But as it competes above ground, that dense planting makes it grow 10 times as fast. Otherwise, climax forests would take up to 100 years, the ones that were traditional and natural, and this one should be climaxed in 20 to 30.
It sounds like people are going to be hearing more the term microforest more going out from here.
That's my secret plan. I hope that we'll get a microforest in every community, every city, because it's an extraordinarily efficient and effective way to restore degraded urban land. And this one was a garbage dump. And so I hope that schools, not just degraded land, but schools that have so much land, or HOAs that have these common areas. Because what I found out with native plant gardens or pollinator gardens, they do take some upkeep. And the beauty of this, in 2 to 3 years, it is self-sustaining. So you don't have to take care of it. And the benefits are phenomenal with carbon sequestration, temperature cooling of the land that it is grown on, and the biodiversity of the insects. Up to 500 insects will have food to eat here, and based on what we planted, and also the stormwater management, as it soaks up 90% more than turf grass. So I think I got all those facts in right.
Now you
need one.
Could you plant one in your backyard?
Yes, you can. And I'm going to do more research on this, but I was reading it's either 300 square feet, even 100 square feet. That planting these trees, like a canopy tree with an understory tree and a shrub, it might be a nice little trio, you know?